Chapter 1. Embrace Your True Identity. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. When I was a kid, I lived on a farm. One day, my dad asked me to get him the fence stretcher. "The fence stretcher?" I asked. My dad explained exactly where I would find it in the garage. I ran to the spot and looked, but no fence stretcher. I went back and told my father he was wrong. I explained, "The only thing there is my toy machine gun." My father gave me a confused look and started walking toward the garage where he picked up my toy machine gun. He showed it to me. "This is a fence stretcher." I gave my father a confused look. I wanted to explain to him that no, what he was holding was the make-pretend machine gun that I had used countless times to shoot make-pretend bad guys. But I didn't. I decided my father was wiser than me and was probably right. Me. When I was a kid, I was thought of as a, quote, future farmer. In my teens, as I got my ears pierced and got a tattoo, I became, quote, a rebellious future farmer. In college, I became a, quote, partier. After college, I started to pursue money and respect, and I became, quote, successful. The whole time, I didn't have much interest in God. I would show up at church. I'm from Texas, where nearly everyone shows up at church, but I didn't have much to do with God. It was easy. Why would a rebellious, partying, successful guy want to have anything to do with God? And, I thought, why would God want to have anything to do with a rebellious, partying, successful guy? Then I started hanging out with some people who were really different. They were real and fun and caring and cool. They were Christians. They gave me a different way of looking at God. I discovered that He was a loving Father. I also learned that I was God's beloved child. I wanted to explain to him that, no, I was actually a rebellious, partying, successful guy. But I didn't. I decided my Heavenly Father was wiser than me, and was probably right. Suddenly, it didn't make sense for me to not have interest in God or to ignore Him. I was His child. I was loved. And I wanted to live my life in relationship with Him. You. If I asked you, "Who are you?" how would you answer? You might tell me your name, which is a nice sound your parents assigned to you, but it is not your identity. If you're in school, you might say, "I'm a student." But what happens after you graduate? Similarly, defining yourself by what you do, like your job title, only describes what you currently do for about 40 hours a week. It's not who you are. There are other ways you might define yourself. By your hometown, your college degree, or a state championship you won, or as a foodie or a shopaholic. You might get hung up on something you've done in the past that you regret, or that hurt you or others. You're an ex-con, a divorcee, someone who had an abortion. But again, that's not who you are. True you. When I was in college, before I became a Christian, one night I wanted to get into a bar.